Quinn and I turned around and began the descent into the crater. We had enough time to go on a detour to a certain terrace that my Adharian Fraz and Soors and I had built soon after we had come to this place. Unlike most of the terraces, which were beginning to sprout plants that would eventually grow up into tangles, this one was covered with scrap metal trellises that would one day support library vines. Some months ago, Fra Helegastrim had paid us a visit from Edhar, and he had brought with him root stock from Orlo's old vineyard. We had planted it in the ground beneath these trellises, and visited it frequently to see whether the vines, in a fit of pique, were committing suicide. But they were sending out new growth all over the place. We were near the equator, but almost 2 miles high, so the sun was intense, but the weather was cool. Who would have thought that rockets and grapevines liked the same sorts of places? As we were walking back down to the lake's edge, Quinn, who had been silent for a while, cleared his throat.
You mentioned that there were certain things you have to leave behind when you enter this new magisterium, he reminded me. Does that include religion?
One measure of how much things had changed was that this didn't make me the least bit nervous. I'm glad you brought that up, I said. I noticed that Artisan Fleck came with you.
Fleck's been going through rough times, Quinn wanted me to know. His wife divorced him, business hasn't been so good. The whole Warden of Heaven thing sent him into a tailspin. He just needed to get out of town. Then Barb spent the whole drive,
planing him?
Yeah. Anyway, I just want to say, if his presence here is not appropriate.
The rule of thumb we've been using is that Deolaters are welcome as long as they're not certain they're right, I said. As soon as you're sure you're right, there's no point in your being here.
Fleck's not sure of anything now, Quinn assured me.
Then, after a minute,
can you even have an Ark if you're not sure you're right? Isn't it just a social club in that case?
I slowed and pointed to an outcropping of bedrock that protruded from the curving wall of the crater. Smoke was braiding up from a fire that had been kindled on its top before the entrance of a tent. My Fra was up there burning his breakfast. Fleck should hike up to Arcibald's Dalment, I suggested. It's going to be a center for working on that sort of thing. Quinn made a wry grin.
I'm not sure if Fleck wants to work on it.
He just wants to be told?
Yes. Or at least, that's what he's used to, what he's comfortable with.
I have a few Lateran friends now, I said, and one of them, the other day, was telling me about a philosopher named Emerson who had some useful upsides about the difference between poets and mystics. I'm thinking that maybe his thoughts are applicable in this cosmos, too.
I'll bite. What's the difference?
The mystic nails a symbol to one meaning that was true for a moment, but soon becomes false. The poet, on the other hand, sees the truth while it's true, but understands that symbols are always in flux and that their meanings are fleeting.
Someone here must have said something like that once, Quinn said.
Oh, yes, it's a great time to be a Lorite. We have a whole contingent of them here, gearing up for the great project of absorbing the knowledge from the four new cosmi. I looked toward the tent cloister, where Carval and Moira and their Fras and Soors had encamped, but they had not emerged from under canvas yet. Probably still tying their outfits on. Anyway, my point is that guys like Fleck have a weakness, almost a kind of addiction, for the mystical as opposed to poetic way of using their minds. And there's an optimistic side of me that says such a person could break that addiction, be retrained to think like a poet, and accept the fluxional nature of symbols and meaning.
Okay, but what's the pessimistic side telling you?
That it's a feature of the brain, a specific organ or faculty that you either have or you don't, and that those who have it are doomed to be at war forever with those who don't.
Well,
Quinn said,
it sounds like you're going to be spending a lot of time up on that rock with Arcibald.
Well, someone has to keep the poor guy company.
For guys like me and Fleck, do you have anything besides hammering stakes into mud?
We are actually building some permanent structures, I said, mostly on the island. The new magisterium needs a headquarters, a capital. You came just in time to watch the cornerstone being laid.
When will that happen?
I slowed again and checked the position of the bright place in the sky. The sun was almost ready to burn through.
Noon sharp.
You have a clock?
Working on it.
Why today? Is this a special day in your calendar?
It will be after today, I said. Day 0, year 0,